This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
Not all sickness is the result of sin. God allowed the man in John chapter 9 to be born blind so others could see the glory of Christ and the miracle of his healing. Jesus had a sense of urgency we should share. The night is coming when our labor on earth will cease. It's up to us to serve God while we have the opportunity. Jesus places the miracle mud packs on the beggar's eyes and sends him to the pool to wash his face. This is one mud-slinging campaign that has a happy ending. As mud flowed down his face, light flowed through his eyes. He could see. The temple erupted in excitement. But leave it to the Pharisees to look past the wonder of the miracle and zero in on technicalities. It was the Sabbath, and according to their tradition, healing was taboo on the Sabbath. The Pharisees concluded Jesus couldn't be a true man of God if he paid no attention to their version of Sabbath laws. They rushed to squelch the excitement, determined to excommunicate anyone daring to call Jesus the Messiah. The man who had been born blind now sees this situation clearly. How could these religious bigots deny such a miracle? Would God bestow such power on a sinner? Truly Jesus must be a man of God. The Jews kick him out, but Jesus takes him in. Living under legalism, he had been blind, but when Jesus entered his life, he could see.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.